Yes, you see, apparently MMD has split into two factions, and we are now getting closer to the by-election in two constituencies. Sometime next week we'll be filing nominations, and the voting takes place sometime next month. Now, I'm worried because of the jostling and infighting in that camp, and the call by these people, the various factions, on the police to intervene and book or arrest rather one or the other group, and then mobilizing youths and trying to threaten the other. So all I did was to call upon them to put their acts together, mend fences, and remain one. This is in the interest of democracy, because they've been accusing us as the Green Party of inciting them and agitating for federalism of one-party state creation, which is one thing we broke away from way back in 1990. So we want to continue the culture of multi-party democracy, and it's for that reason that I found it fit to call upon them. Secondly, there is an element of security also, because when these people begin fighting, you never know how far the fights can go, how badly they would affect other people and so on. And you know, they can be very vicious. So that was the background to my call for them to put their act together.
What steps is your government willing to take to protect and enhance and trigger the growth of Zambia's democracy?
It's about dialogue. Democracy thrives on dialogue and the engaging each other and the patriotism. I, for example, initiated a meeting with the UPN leader, H.H. Hakainde. We met a few days ago, and I assured them that my doors are open. If they have anything wrong or any misgivings about the way the police are implementing the Public Order Act, my office is open. And I was surprised that despite that agreement and understanding and undertaking from my part as government, they chose to defy an invitation by the police command in Lusaka, which was the faith camp. Let's talk about the venue, let's talk about the marshals, let's talk about how we intend going about this meeting on Sunday. Instead, they took to the media and began promising to present the police with a Christmas gift and so on and so forth. This, to me, was threatening. So I held the press conference. I told them, I said, look, the gates are still open. The police are waiting for you to meet them and discuss the logistics of how you are going to go about your meeting. But if you don't go to the police, I will withdraw police presence from your meeting. But in short, I am saying that PF government is open to dialogue at no notice at all, so that we enhance democracy, we conform to the rule of law, and we make sure that no one is above the law, and all of us are equal for the law, and we enjoy equal protection of the law. Because what is happening is that our colleagues want to play to the public gallery and win sympathy and so on, by demonizing us, making us appear like we are a bunch of people who are hell-bent on killing democracy. But that's not the truth.
Well, Honorable, some of the political party members in the MMD are saying that this is political interference by the government to try to create more division within the rank and file of their party in order for the ruling party to win most of these by-elections that are going to happen. What is your stance on that?
No, if our interest was to see them fragmented, we'd encourage them to keep fighting. But my call was, in fact, on the heels of an officer by one leader of one faction who called upon me to intervene as government and arrest the other and bring them to book because he deemed they were counterfeit. And I said, this matter is in court. And since the matter is in court, we'll wait and see how the court resolves the matter. But in the interest of democracy, a robust democracy, let these people sort out their case before we even go for value of nomination sometime next week. We are doing it on the 30th of January, which I think Wednesday, if I'm not wrong. And we will not have a situation where two MMD candidates are presented, for example, for recognition and adoption, which will put a situation of difficulty to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to accept their nominations. And at the same time, there's likely to be a fight amongst the various factions as to who is MMD. So me, as a man in charge of law and order, I can anticipate problems, and that's why I was calling upon them to put the act in order. But I cannot be asking for that if I was happy with the fragmentation of the opposition. I wouldn't be shooting myself in the foot if I'm for a divided and weak opposition. I wouldn't be calling upon them to put the act in order.
Well, we also heard reports that some cadres of the ruling party attacked UPND supporters while they are holding a rally. How is the government going to treat this if indeed the reports are true?
I cannot confirm or deny those reports. I'm coming from the airport now, going into Lusaka City. And as early as this morning, I was in touch with the colleagues from UPND and the colleagues in the party at the constituents and district level to ensure that there is law and order. And I told them that let them keep in touch with the police command and myself if need be, so that we make sure that they have a peaceful rally. So far, I cannot comment on the reports you are receiving. You are lucky you can receive these reports in America. I haven't received them yet. I'm in the fact. But the report I have received as of now is that UPND cadres were on the road, forcing people to display the UPND symbol, and those who were refusing were being beaten and stoned. That is the report I'm receiving now, but I cannot comment on all these reports because I need to get a comprehensive report from the police command as to what exactly transpired. But I, for one, have opened my doors wide to the opposition to engage them at the shortest notice to ensure that there is law and order, democracy is allowed to thrive, and we all freely exercise our rights to assemble and we express ourselves, our opinions, and so on and so forth. So thank you for that info about UPND being attacked, but I also have a contrary report which I've just received now.